Dictation for James Schimmel, S-C-H-I-M-M-E-L, April 2nd, 44, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, consultation Mr. Schimmel for acute kidney injury, recently admitted at Clare for weakness, isolated nausea, vomiting, diarrhea that resolved, suspicious for urinary retention, Foley catheter has been placed, baseline creatinine was normal, now is running in the middle lower twos, corresponding to a stage 4 renal failure. Comes accompanied with wife Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Foley catheter in place, awaiting appointment with urology Dr. Witski, W. H-I-T-S-K-E-Y. Appetite is good, no vomiting, dysphagia, no esophageal reflux. He mentioned soft stools one a day without bleeding. Presently no abdominal pain or back pain. Urine output recorded by wife, about 2 liters plus, significant discomfort from the Foley catheter, recently was minor pull when his dog, a large size Rottweiler, stepped on it. The urine is relatively with mucus, but no gross bleeding or cloudiness or fever. Before all this happening, he was having symptoms of frequency, urgency, nocturia, and he was on Flomaze as well as Vesicare, Viacin Victor E, S-I-C-A-R-E. Has a chronic pain, failed 3 surgeries in the past, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, has chronic edema. He drinks large amount of liquids, 2 gallons a day. He denies chest pain palpitations. He uses inhalers for asthma, TPA machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen. There has been recent fall when he was weak, but no loss of consciousness, no fracture, no trauma to the head. He's a prior smoker of a pipe. Next paragraph, the past medical history for obesity, enlargement of the prostate, sleep apnea, CPAP machine, prior pipe smoker, atrial fibrillation, history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies kidney stone, denies coronary artery disease, no seizures, no liver disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, remote history of gout, also non-Hodgkin lymphoma, apparently attributed to Agent Orange when he was at Vietnam War. Next paragraph. He has prior surgeries, including bilateral knee replacement, a salivary gland removed from the right side of the neck, tonsils, adenoids, appendix, bilateral lens, 3 lumbar surgery, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects to codeine, darvon, propoxyphen, naproxen. Next paragraph, pressing medications include Proscar, Flomax, Zoloft, insulin, Coumadin, allopurinol, Zyrtec, Flonase, vitamins, inhalers, Crestor, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, other review system follows University of Michigan for what is called acquired T1 esterase inhibitor deficiency, which apparently causes genital edema, has not affected face, tongue, or airways, an infrequent episode, 4 or 5 years in between, follow through University of Michigan, occasionally requires appropriate treatment for that with replacement. Next paragraph, on physical exam, no weight available as he came in a wheelchair. Blood pressure was 104.73. He is decreased hearing but alert or intestine 3. Normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no local lateral wheezes, no pericardial rap, appears irregular, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, bilateral lower extremity edema, non-focal, next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from yesterday, July the 31st. Creatinine appears to be stabilizing around 2.2 to 2.4, representing a GFR of 26, a normal sodium, upper normal potassium, metabolic acidosis of 16 with a high chloride 110, a normal calcium, glucose in the 200s, normal white blood cell, low platelet count in the 110s, anemia 9.3, MCV of 90. INR 2.2. Low albumin. There was a minor increase of ALT, other liver function test normal. Most recent phosphorus normal, PTH elevated 150s. There is a kidney ultrasound, normal size, 12.8 on the right, 12.9 on the left. There was no evidence of stones or obstruction. Polycatheter in place. There is a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast. Plaque of the coronary arteries, no pericardial effusion. normal liver. Prior gallbladder removal, spleen normal, kidneys no obstruction, no lymph node enlargement, prior procedures on the lumbar spine, a prior echo from last year, November, enlargement of atria, normal ejection fraction, dilated left ventricle. There was calcification of aortic valve and moderate stenosis, moderate mitral regurgitation, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. There is diseased carotid arteries less than 50%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient develop acute kidney injury. Question urinary retention with symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. He failed an attempt to remove catheter in the hospital at Clare, C-L-A-R-E. He is supposed to follow with urology. Kidney function is stabilizing but has not returned to normal. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, or pericarditis. Blood pressure stable in the normal low side. We are going to monitor chemistries every 2 weeks. Urine is abnormal in the presence of folic catheter. Presently off lisinopril diuretics. No evidence of decompensation of CHF. He has atrial fibrillation. Remains anticoagulated with Coumadin. I don't see any rate control or antiarrhythmics. He follows with Dr. Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E, cardiology. No indication for dialysis. I'm going to send serology for glomerulonephritis and vasculitis. I'm going to add bicarbonate for metabolic acidosis. I'm not impressed by the degree of diarrhea, as he only has one bowel movement a day. I do not see evidence for enlargement of lymph nodes in relation to the history of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. We'll follow with you. End of dictation.